This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. On Triple M's Rush Hour,
this is bizarre.
It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Five and five up.
Very good today.
Is it?
No. Yeah.
Jimmy boy, 5 at 5:00. Wowee, five. Well done, Rabsy. And we're going to start off, Rabsy, with the honourable mention.
Okay.
Ooh. Now, this is Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles, Jimmy boy.
The medium-sized O.
Yes, exactly. And this caught my attention from Oscar Allen.
So those who don't know, we park underneath the ground at Optus Stadium. So sometimes you're coming in and they normally do a thorough check of your car to make sure you don't have anything, but they see the players and they just go, yeah, whatever, come straight through.
So, Jim, just have a listen again to this.
No, what he said.
No, have a listen.
We park underneath the ground at Optus Stadium.
Bill, there's no car park under the ground at Optus Stadium.
That's a player.
Park underneath the ground at Optus Stadium.
Jim, I'll tell you how I know, Bill, because I've been to the joint 30 times.
I don't
care.
There
is no car park under the ground.
Oscar Allen, who plays
it's
there.
It's under the
stands. I don't
stands,
know if you've seen.
It's not under the ground. That's just him getting it wrong, and I like Oscar Allen.
Oh, he's getting it wrong. You're right, and he's wrong.
100%.
You're a turd.
We actually rang a person from the ground who said there's no car park
no,
under
no,
the ground.
No, I'm listening to Oscar Allen.
Not an expert from the ground itself.
Yes.
Right.
We had John from the West, remember?
We did. And John from the West even said no.
He said there was.
Did not. You said you hung up on him.
He said there was, but he'd never been to the ground.
Or Perth.
Or WA. Anyway, Radzi.
What's at number five, Fat?
Oh, Embers. Our man Embers.
Not again.
Oh, well, no. Just this was during the AFLW, Fremantle versus Carlton on Saturday afternoon with Lockie Reed. And Embers had this startling admission.
When I was actually coaching some of these girls, like, you know, I was sort of chatting with them. And I remember one stage thinking to myself when I found out Adam Selwood was saying, like, teacher, you know, degree. I had an absolute none. I was thinking, girls, can you give Evers a bit of advice? Career advice?
You spent the best 10 years of your life in grade two, didn't you? As the
floor goes up. Can I tell you that I actually never went to year five?
So you did year four. To be fair.
You didn't. I never actually completed year five, did year four. And then did year four again, and then went straight to year six.
What? Mate, what's wrong with him?
Well, you wouldn't think or you wouldn't know, would you, that Embers didn't do year five?
West Coast at the moment are going through unprecedented times.
Bill, that's cheap. That's Peng style.
But come on, Embers. Didn't do year five, did year four twice.
And did year six.
You wouldn't be telling people that.
I don't reckon.
No.
I don't reckon you should tell anyone that.
I didn't.
How about number four, Bins?
A podcast called Tommy Talks podcast. Yes. He had Jeremy Cameron on. We all love Jeremy Cameron. Yeah. I think he's just a nice
star.
Very good player, a nice boy. But I think he had a big night out in Geelong.
One day he's down at Lammy's Tavern, down the bottom bar, right?
Oh, and he reckons. I haven't been back.
He goes, we're down there having a good old time. Unfortunately, the place only takes cash. And one day Jez threw his wallet at me. He goes, take me card. Take this to him and tell him I'll buy the joint because they wouldn't take the card.
Buy the whole joint.
I don't know if that's true. I honestly. Geez, it would have been a good investment, I reckon, if I went through with that.
The old Lammy's, Jim.
Lammy's.
Oh, yes. He loves a frothy, Jeremy. He's been off it for a while now during the finals. What about that shot of him last night eating watermelon? You see that? It's gone everywhere.
What the hell?
I know. He's a different cat, but gee, he can play. Come on, Jezza.
What's at number three, Cocko?
Now, this is a red carpet tradition at Triple M, Jim, where our boy Will goes along and he asks, it's actually called, so sorry for swearing, shit Brownlow questions.
Right,
okay,
yes.
Called up with Marvio.
You have got a swearing problem.
No, I haven't.
Ewan's actually had to pull you up.
No.
And fair enough, too.
He asked Marvio how many phones you're wearing tonight and things
good.
Like that. But he even caught up and maybe caught the AFL CEO off guard here a bit, caught up with Gil.
Hi, Gil. Obviously, it's been a big couple of weeks with the loss of the Queen. How have you taken the departure of Tracy Grimshaw?
I knew you were going somewhere with that. I don't know about Tracy Grimshaw. Is she
just stepping down from a current affair?
Okay, well, obviously that's sad as well.
Poor old Gil didn't know where that was going.
He wouldn't know.
Well done, Will. That was good. Well.
Give us number two, Smack.
Patrick Cripps.
Cripper.
We got him on tomorrow, Jim.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, the Triple M Footy Instagram, you'll find Will asking those questions.
That's it. Questions. And on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. Patrick Cripps was on the Today Show this morning, Jim, after his big night last night.
How did he present?
Well, he had a big night, of course, and if anyone has a big night and fronts up the next morning, would know how to do it, would be Carl. Carl Stefanovic, of course. That? Remember when he was at the Logies and he had to front up?
Yes.
So Carl was
sounds
on
like
with...
you fronted up.
Yeah.
Carl was on this morning with Cripper.
I know one bloke in particular knows his way around turning up the next day, whatever happened the night before, and that man's Carl Stefanovic. Carl, do you have any advice for young Paddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Cripsy, well done, my friend. We've been following you really well this year, and you just had a terrific year. But one thing I will give advice to you, if you're staying at Crown, you're going to an awards ceremony the night before, just make sure you don't leave your eyes in the villa when you come down to do the cross.
Mate, not going to lie, mate, my eyes, once I had two beers, so I'm done. So you can probably tell my eyes. I left my eyes definitely in the count last night.
Oh, wow.
What a legend. I think you've outlogied Carl.
Yes. Carl loved it.
Carl was
giggling. Remember that when he fronted up? When he fronted up after the... I don't think he'd been to bed.
No, I'm not sure.
Straight into the chair.
Did you see they asked him how hungover he was out of 10?
And?
He goes, well, probably about a 10.
Cripper.
Cripper. Yeah. Well, he's supposed to come on today and I think he's in bed.
He's in bed, yep.
And what do you got at number one, Bill? Well, it's Gil's big night. We know that.
Yes.
It's all about Gil. So we've got a selection of Gil's highlights from last night's Brownlow. First of all, the Richmond table liked a certain player getting a vote.
Richmond v Essendon. Richmond, Jay Rewalt, one vote. Richmond, L Baker, two votes. That was good, yeah.
That was good. Well done to Little Bakesy getting some votes.
Like it.
And then at round 21, he just asked the people to sit down.
Round 21.
Still waiting, Jim. Just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it, Jim. Wait for it.
Round 21.
Yes, still waiting, Jim.
Yeah, sit down.
Yes. And then round 23, and he just built the tension here.
Round 23. This is pretty good, isn't it?
Reads the play.
Yes, of course he does.
Just that little time there, Jim, that everyone looks around and goes, oh, what's going on?
It's a nice sizzle.
He has. He
nice
knows how to
Brownlow
do it.
Sizzle.
Exactly. Who'll be reading?
Do you reckon he'll miss it when he leaves? All of this sort of stuff he'll miss. Because he actually enjoys that bit.
Well, being with Delta.
Oh, yeah.
And doing all that.
All of that.
And
the showbiz side of his job.
Exactly.
He's very good at and will miss, I think.
Exactly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Triple